Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 14th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google finalized the acquisition of Fitbit. In the announcement, Google confirmed that Fitbit users' health and wellness data won't be used for Google Ads, with the data separated from other Google Ads data, a key to gaining European approval of the deal. The $2.1 billion acquisition was originally announced in November 2019. At Samsung's Galaxy Unpacked event, the company announced its new flagship phones, wireless earbuds, and a smart tag. The phones are three new flagships, the $799 6.2-inch Galaxy S21, the 6.7-inch $999 Galaxy S21 Plus, and the 6.8-inch $1,199 Galaxy S21 Ultra. The S21 and S21 Plus offer the Snapdragon 888 SoC with integrated 5G, 120Hz, 2400x1080 dynamically adjusting screens, 8GB of RAM, Qualcomm's new 3D Sonic Sensor Gen 2 fingerprint reader with four cameras that largely mirror last year's S20 sensors, although the S21 Plus no longer has a depth sensor. The S21 Plus also includes an ultra-wideband radio. The S21 Ultra offers the same SoC, adds in a 3200x1440 OLED display, 12GB of RAM, a 5000mAh battery, and up to 512GB of storage. For cameras, it has a similar laser autofocus system to the Note 20 Ultra, a 108MP main shooter, an ultra-wide, and two telephoto cameras with 3x and 10x zooms. All are available for pre-order now and ship January 29th. All S21 phones will not ship with a power adapter in the box. Samsung also announced the $200 Galaxy Buds Pro wireless earbuds with active noise cancellation. The Buds Pro offer IPX7 waterproof rating, a wireless charging case with a USB-C connector, and support for 360 audio when paired with a Galaxy S21 device using Dolby head tracking technology. The Galaxy Buds Pro are available now. Finally, there's the Galaxy Smart Tag, a $29.99 Bluetooth Low Energy dongle to track objects. It pairs with Samsung's SmartThings app and only works when connected with a Samsung Galaxy device. It arrives January 29th. Samsung also said a Tag Plus device with ultra-wideband support will arrive later this year for $39.99. Asus announced the Chromebook CX9 that runs Intel's 11th Gen Core i7, supports Wi-Fi 6, Thunderbolt 4, and HDMI with Titan C security, and meets the mil standard 810H U.S. military standard for durability. No price, but it's coming to North America in Q2. The company also announced new versions of the Asus ZenBook Duo 14 and Pro Duo 15 OLED that now angle the second screen up to be easier to see. Software updates will let you flick apps between the two screens and create specialized palettes of shortcuts. The ZenBook Duo 14 ships this month and the Duo 15 OLED in April. And Asus announced more monitors with HDMI 2.1 support. Asus also announced the ZenBeam Latte projector. The fabric-covered TV projector is the size of a large cup of coffee and is meant to be moved from room to room. It can project from 40 to 120 inches with 300 LED lumens of brightness, coming to North America in Q2. No price was announced. HTC, a company that still makes phones, announced the Desire 21 Pro 5G with a 6.7-inch 90Hz screen and the Snapdragon 690 chipset inside with a 5,000mAh battery. Rear cameras include a 48-megapixel main shooter, as well as an ultra-wide macro and depth-sensing cameras. It runs Android 10 and starts at 11,990 Taiwanese dollars, about 430 US, available March 16th in Taiwan. Philips Hue announced a wall switch module designed to be installed behind a standard light switch to let any switch control its smart lighting. There's also an updated wireless dimmer switch, which reduces buttons from 4 to 3 and features a tactile bump to find the on button in the dark. The company also announced the Amarant, a new outdoor lighting system. This ambient LED strip is meant to be used on blank outdoor walls and provide wall flashing effects. It integrates with other Hue outdoor products like Hue Lily, Hue Kala, and Hue Outdoor Light Strip. The wall switch costs $40 and it is available this summer. The new dimmer is $24.99, available on February 23rd, and the Amarant costs $169.99, available March 2nd. BMW announced that its mobile car key tech, Digital Key Plus, will use ultra-wideband on the iPhone's U1 chip to let owners unlock their cars without removing their phone. Digital Key Plus will debut on the all-electric BMW iX that launches later this year. BMW's current Digital Key uses NFC to unlock cars, requiring close proximity of the phone to the car's NFC tag. Amazon filed a response to Parler's lawsuit alleging antitrust and breach of contract, saying it reported to Parler over many weeks more than 100 examples of content that encouraged violence. The filing quoted 15 examples of such posts, calling for, among other things, the death of Jack Dorsey, fighting a civil war, systematic assassinations, and targeting of Jewish and black people using racial epithets. Amazon clarified in its filing that it has suspended service, not terminated it, and is open to restoring service to Parler if the company's moderation policies come into compliance with AWS's terms of service. According to internal emails seen by Axios, Google has informed advertising partners it will block all political ads as of January 14th across its platforms, as well as any ads related to the Capitol riots of January 6th. Google had previously initiated a political ad ban from November 3rd through early December. The ban will be into effect until at least January 21st, although Google said it will look at a number of factors before determining to end it. Airbnb is canceling all reservations and blocking new ones for the Washington, D.C. area next week during the U.S. presidential inauguration. This applies to reservations made through Airbnb's Hotel Tonight website as well. Guests will receive full refunds, and Airbnb hosts will receive the money they would have received if the reservations had not been canceled. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, and Virginia Governor Ralph Northam made a joint statement encouraging people not to travel to Washington, D.C. next week. Axios' sources say that Snap will permanently ban President Trump's Snapchat account on January 20th. Last week, the company announced an indefinite suspension of the account and previously had been limiting the account's reach in the Discover section since June. Snapchat reportedly found the account attempted to violate policies dozens of times and that the ban was seen as a public safety measure based on President Trump's behavior of inciting violence on other platforms. Microsoft opened a preview of its second bundle of services based around a specific vertical, Microsoft Cloud for Retail. Like the previously released Microsoft Cloud for Healthcare, this will bundle Azure, Microsoft 365, Dynamics 365, Power Platform, and Microsoft Advertising, as well as various templates and connectors for data. No word on pricing. On December 31st, PayPal bought the remaining 30% stake in China's GoPay platform after previously acquiring 70% in the company in 2019. The move makes PayPal the first foreign operator with 100% control of a payment platform in China. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Google released a new guest mode for Google Assistant. When activated, voice interactions with the assistant will not be recorded to your account, although if Assistant is used to access data in connected services like Maps, that information would be shown in your account. And finally, Samsung Display showed off a trailer for its Samsung Blade Bezel, an underscreen camera technology meant for laptops. The trailer says it will allow for much smaller top bezels without sacrificing webcam positioning. No word on how the tech will impact image quality and what device would be the first to use the tech. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.